Hey everybody, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's Wednesday, August 17th, 2022, and we are in a major time of shifting and things are changing so quickly. I tell you, this is good. No matter how it looks like from the outside or the world around us, the Lord is moving. He has you covered. And this week, I'm going to help you get aligned with the times. And I'm going to do a crash course in the understanding of times and seasons. Lord, we thank you that you're the creator of time, that you created Kairos time. That there's different times, but you created time. We're going to align with your time. We take authority over every other time. Every time, just everything else beside what you're doing right now. I just felt something shift into place when I prayed that. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, first of all, God has you covered. You are in the Lord's hands. Psalm 31:15, he says, my times are in your hand, and deliver me from the hand of my enemies. This is a prayer. It was actually a song as well, is to align with the fact that we are in the Lord's hands and he is indeed delivering you from the enemies, from everything that's going on right now. So we're at a time that might feel like it's out of control, but God has things covered. It's so important to align with that. Don't forget that he has his promises. They still stand. The Bible hasn't changed, I tell you. Interpretations have been flying around here, but we're going to bring an alignment. Isaiah 60, verse 22, I am the Lord, and in its time, I will do this swiftly. So you're going to see some shifting in your understanding over the next few weeks even. And see, God's outside of time. He's the creator of time. He's the creator of the internet. That's what we function heavily on right now. So you can listen to this in a year and it would align with the time. You can align this with any time at any place. It's a word of the Lord right now, both physical, both the word in written form and also the spoken form. So it is a physical and a spiritual thing. There's a shifting that's happening. The Lord says this, there's a time for everything. And I kept seeing this at the beginning of 2022, Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2. For everything, there is a season. And for everything, there is an activity under heaven and a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest. And you know, as we move forward, we will start to interact with the times and the seasons in our life. And again, we have to base this on the Word of God and trusting Him. But also, it can vary based on your time. You know, you might be going through a birth of a baby or maybe going through a divorce. Maybe you're going through a death of a loved one. Those things will affect your time and your season. But I tell you, that's why it's good to anchor in to your understanding of who God is and the Word of God. That way you won't be thrown around by everything. We're not experiencing a global time of change. There's challenges that are happening right now that are affecting the whole earth. And we need to hear the voice of God. I'm telling you right now, we need to hear the voice of the Lord like never before. But the prophetic ministry, a lot of this, you know, hearing the Lord, I know, we are a prophetic ministry, but man, it took a hit. But that doesn't change the fact that God is now speaking and that we need to stay and claim. In many cases, people stopped trusting hearing the voice of the Lord. I had some people leave my entire staff in my connection because of, not because of the prophetic words I said. I stepped up when I had, well, you know, I do this all the time. If I see that there was something off or a misunderstanding, I apologize, but they just got wounded by the whole prophetic ministry. I said, that's really sad when we kick out the baby with the bathwater. The prophetic, you know, is something that we need. And as a prophet and a longtime member of the prophetic community, I want to offer forgiveness and healing to you or anyone that you might know who've been wounded by the prophetic ministry, hearing God, maybe even hearing God personally. Maybe you thought the Lord was going to answer a prayer a certain way. Maybe someone you prayed for someone and they died, or you thought you were going to marry someone and it didn't happen, or maybe you kept praying, you've been praying over and over and you still have some addictions. I tell you, the Lord is still with you. And if you look at my timeline, if you look at what's happened over my life, I've just had to stick with it. I've had so much happen over 12, well over 12 deaths of people around me throughout my life, and I've had I've had stuff happen, but I have just learned to trust the Lord in the middle of it. And maybe there's some prophetic words that have not come to pass over you. Or maybe it was because you've heard some things about the president that never came to pass, or whatever. It's complicated, okay, to understand. But the Lord's ways are higher, and He's going to call you up right now. He's calling you to a higher level to get a global understanding. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. Yeah, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As high as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. It's important to get this. There's times when the Lord will make decisions and things will happen in your life. He's not the one bringing that. He's not the one bringing death and sickness, but He will indeed use it. He will use everything because He wants to get you closer in love with Him. He wants you. Once you get this alignment, the alignment of love, then like with me, everything started to come into place. My healing came in place. Once I aligned with the greatest commandment of the Bible, Jesus said over and over, He said, love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. So those three loves, I had to go through forgiveness, because a lot of people died. My mom, my aunt, my uncles, my sister, my brother, these are all in heaven. My goodness, had all these deaths. I had to go through the healing of that. I had to forgive others that were around me. I had to forgive myself. I had to walk through this healing. Once I did that, you get the alignment that will align you with heaven. I would like to officially apologize and ask forgiveness on behalf of the prophetic ministry or any leaders or anything that maybe even any Christians that may have hurt or disappointed you, especially regarding hearing the Lord. But I'm just going to extend this forgiveness, and you don't have to agree with something to do a forgiveness. You just keep moving forward right now. Yeah. So let's get back to the purpose of things. The purpose of hearing God, because that's what counts, is hearing the Lord. The purpose of hearing God is actually to know Him better. That's found in Ephesians 1:17. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know Him better. Wow, that's really my guiding verse, my foundation that I do everything on, is I ask the Lord for the spirit of wisdom, revelation. I keep asking that the Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, will give us that, and then also for the purposes of knowing Him better, not just to build a business or a ministry, but to know Him better. So prophecy and revelation is for encouragement, not judgment. That's another thing that's happened. 1 Corinthians 14:3, but anyone who prophesies speaks to people for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort. So we lay that foundation as well. Just because someone else might have done it some other way, that doesn't mean you have to kick it out. Don't kick out hearing God because you might have got wounded. Use it as an opportunity to grow and develop your ability to hear the voice of God. The clearer that you get with the understanding of His love, the clearer His voice will become. And once you get there's two things here. First of all, is God speaking all the time? I mean, people are, you would believe how much he's speaking, but they, we need to interpret it properly, what he's communicating, especially when it comes to major decisions. So there is a gift of interpretation as well as revelation. So there's a revelation that can get plugged up, but then it comes through this filter of, you know, your experiences. Maybe it's a bad experience, so people start interpreting things wrong. That's another thing we have to be aware of here. It was so, and by the way, at the end of here, we've got something that's going to help you. It's a training that will help to solidify the supernatural gifts. This is one thing that I specialize in, is training people on how to hear the voice of God and how to discover your destiny. In the middle of that, I talk about dream interpretation, but it's the supernatural is opening up right now. I want to encourage you to not give up. So there is the interpreting times and seasons gift. And it's 1 Corinthians 12. We talk about the interpreting. You can actually interpret the times and seasons. Jesus said this in Matthew 16:3. He said, you know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. So he's saying, hey, you know what? I want you to be able to interpret the times. And I want you to understand this. You know, I want you to understand things. And I'm not even talking about the second coming. That's where we get kind of thrown off, is I'm talking about the Lord moving in your life and the ability to hear his voice and develop his character. That's what counts. That's what I'm talking about here. So you want to develop spiritual insight. In Matthew 13:11, Jesus encouraged people to interpret parables and to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Matthew 13:16, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and for your ears, for they hear. And he also talks about having eyes to see, ears that hear, and a heart that understands. So we need to be able to see spiritually, hear, and understand. So throughout the Bible, people have understood dreams and visions, and they've interpreted them. So this gift of interpretation is very important, because as we're talking about times and seasons, I'm going to talk about something here. I have a gift. It's called the Issachar anointing. In 1 Chronicles 12:32, the sons of Issachar had understanding of the times to know what Israel should do. Well, this is, I've asked the Lord for it, really. I remember just really wanting, I think about it around 2008 or so, I just said, Lord, there's so many people. The prophetic is flowing. But I want some solutions. I want some times and seasons that people encouraged, you know? And that's what I started to be able to, shortly after that, I started releasing the Daily Prophetic right around 2011, I think. I've been doing it every month, every day, the Daily Prophetic Word. That's this Issachar style of anointing. I do the monthly prophetic word. And then I have so much prophetic flow in here. I want you to get it too. You can have it. All of us. You don't have to be a prophet to get this. You do not have to be a prophet to do this at all. Issachar was one of the 12 sons of Jacob, which was basically Israel. And there's his group was able to discern the times and seasons. Now, Jesus said that you can do everything that I do, even more so. And so Jesus interpreted the signs and seasons, times and seasons. Not everyone quite understood what he was saying, but it's still accurate today. The word of the Lord is still accurate today, and you can operate in this. I do. And maybe just sign up for my daily prophetic. Maybe just start to, you know, work through some things, especially forgiveness. That's a big one. So the form of the prophetic gift that combines wisdom, understanding, and interpretation with the Holy Spirit. That's what I specialize in. Wisdom, understanding, and interpretation of what the Lord does. That's why I have tons of training, because it takes time. There's different aspects of it. There's dreams and visions, and there's the times and seasons, and then there's for your destiny. oh my goodness, there's so much, but it actually goes back to the Word of God, what I'm talking about here. 1 Chronicles 12:32, again, the sons of Issachar, they had understanding of the times, what we should do, and this is a form of the prophetic gift that does indeed combine what I just said before about wisdom and understanding and interpreting. It doesn't mean that you have to interpret the sky or anything like that. We're not talking about the stars at all. We're talking about interpreting what the Lord is saying, and He might give you signs. You know, He'll speak through nature. He'll speak through songs, and He'll do things like that. But the prophetic plan of the Holy One of Israel will come to pass quickly so that we will know what to do. That's a that's Isaiah 5:19. Let the prophetic plan of the Holy One of Israel come to pass quickly so we can see it and we know what to do. And so the Lord is moving right now. He's going to release this. Now, there's one thing I want to just bring out here. I call it the fruit of each month. And it's in Revelation 22, verses 1 and 2. This is the new Jerusalem. This is heaven in Revelation 22. And I want to lay this foundation over everything I've done, even previously. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life. Now, this was the river of life. It was flowing. It was crystal clear, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great city. This is heaven. And on each side of the river stood trees, stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding one crop each month. And the leaves of these trees were for the healing of the nations. It goes on to talk about breaking curses. Look, let's just take a look at that again. Down the middle of heaven, this is available right now, spiritually. You can, I don't mean that you go there physically. I just mean in the spiritual realm. This is here. There's a crystal clear water, the river of life. We have the throne of God, the Lamb, who was Jesus, who was slain for us. And in the middle of this great city, on each side of this river, stood the tree of life that bore fruit once a month. It's the fruit of the month club. How good is that? And it's for the healing of the nations. It's for the breaking of curses. And each month, you know, this could be some place. I know sometimes I tap into a word. You ever read any of the prophetic words that myself or others release? And it's like, wow, that one hit. It could be that it's from this, you know, it could be very well that it aligns with something that's at a bigger level. I know that that's happened to me several times, you know, with other prophets or even the word of the Lord. My own words I get sometimes align because we need to align with Revelation 22, 1 and 2. And I'd write that down, begin to decree that in your life and align yourself and say, Lord, give me some of this fruit. I need the living water. I need the fruit of the month. I need the healing with the leaves. I need to break off the curses from my life in Jesus' name. Now, that's an amazing thing that's going on right now. But here's how to grow in the times and seasons gifting. First of all, practically. I'm a practical trader. Here, I just talk about the heavenly things, and now let's just become a coach all of a sudden here. Is recognize the source. Ask God to show you how He's spoken to you or answered a prayer in the past. And write it down. Go back to the last time that He's spoken to you or that He answered a prayer. Maybe if you don't know, start tracking it so that you can do that. Study how it came to you. Study, did it have peace? I have to do this. I still do this after all these years. I stop and I go, wait, wow. You know, some of my stuff comes automatic depending on what it is because I've been doing it so long, you know, but I never assume anything. I stop and ask the Lord at times, well, to make sure. So study the last thing or the last time you heard God or He answered a prayer and see how it came to you. Start noticing things. Recognize the counterfeit over the real. You'll know who God really is. That's what counts. I mean, I tell people this. Luke 11:11. I love 11:11, the number. But Luke 11:11, Jesus actually brings this. He says, which of your fathers, if his son asked for a fish, would give him a snake instead? Or asked for an egg, would give him a scorpion? He goes on to say that the Father in heaven is the giver of good gifts. He is not the one bringing the pandemic. He is not the one bringing sickness, disease, cancer, violence. He is not the one doing this. He is not. The enemy's doing that and acting like the Father. That's the Father of lies. I'm going to expose the Father of lies. Unbelief and doubt right now is three of the big ones. And the spirit of fear is along with it. The whole crew, we're just going to say, Lord, shine your light on these, the false ones. Now, we want to arrest them. God is not out to harm you. That's why Jesus said this. He goes, your Father would not give you a bad gift. Neither will my Father in heaven, the Lord. Jesus said this. He is not angry with you. He longs to relate to you as a healthy son or healthy father to a son or daughter as children. So God is love. Another thing that's going to align you is understand 1 John 4:8. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And then this whole 1 John 4:8-18 even, you'll take a look at it, because it talks about kicking out the spirit of fear. It talks about the unloving spirits that will try to get in there. This has low self-esteem. These unloving spirits, there's a spirit of fear. Let's expose those as well. The spirit, of sickness, suicide, those things are in there. Those are the tormentors. The 1 John 4:18, those are the tormentors. We want to kick those out. They're masquerading as if they're from the Lord. The Father of lies is being exposed right now. But here's another way to align yourself with the season we're entering in, is change any negative views that you have of the Lord and move them into the positive. Forgive others. Forgive the Lord. Forgive others. Forgive yourself. Go through some inner healing. I've got a web page on my page, DougEdison.com/healing-resources, healing-resources. You could get some inner healing if you need it. There's some support there. And, another thing that you can do is love God, love others, and love yourself. Matthew 22:37. Also, understand that God is not causing the bad things. He's not causing violence. He was not the one that caused children to die or be hurt or wounded. He's not the one. That's the enemy. Satan is. Once you understand that, then you can develop hearing God every day. In fact, I wrote a book called Hearing God Every Day, because I hear the Lord every day. You can spend time worshiping the Lord, reading the Bible, decreeing Bible verses, agree with others in prayer. Take communion each day if you can. Also, I always have communion. I've taken communion a few times right now, to come into alignment with the Lord for this season. Here we go. Something just shifted. I was waiting for the shift. There it is. Lord, we pray that you would open up hearing your voice, and especially the word of God. Ephesians 1:18. We're going to pray the word and decree the word. And then if you can, take communion at the same time. So we decree that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, so that you may know the hope of the Lord's calling over you and what the riches of his glory and the inheritances of his saints. Yeah, we also decree right now, Colossians 1:26, the mysteries which have been hidden from ages and generations now are being revealed. I'm trying to open this because I wasn't expecting. I'm ready for communion right now. The presence just showed up, so I just happen to have this. Colossians 1:26, the mysteries which have been hidden from the ages and generations are now being revealed to you. Ephesians 1:18, the eyes of your understanding are now being enlightened, that you may know the hope of your calling and the glorious inheritances available to you in Jesus' name. And now, wow, take communion. It doesn't matter how you do it. You don't have to use this. The body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Also, maybe you've never given your life to the Lord. You know, just all you have to do is, Lord, come into my life. I ask forgiveness for my sins. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Put me around people to encourage me in Jesus' name. And just hang out with us, you know. We have a group if you need to. Inlight Connection is actually an online church. I'm part of a church, you know, locally, but we're an online church for people who need help. Just go to DougEdison.com/partners, and you just partner with us for any amount. You can be part of our online community. We pray for each other. We have a partner coach. We also have a monthly meeting where we prophesy. Oh, my goodness, it's so much fun. Lord, we pray that you would activate this word. We pray that you would open up the supernatural. We pray, Lord, that you would open up the heavens in Jesus' name. I ask that you would impart, if there's anything that I have, the spirit of encouragement, the gifts of understanding and wisdom and times and seasons in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're doing an offer right now. My goodness. My team put this together, and working on this for a while, but it's the Doug Edison School of the Supernatural. It's an online school, and you can take it at your own time, but boy, this is a powerful one. We're talking about the supernatural, the ways of the Lord, the ways of heaven. Just go to DougEdison.com/SOS, School of the Supernatural, and this in the school, there's some things that I think there's over 12 videos, 9 hours of training that I've done. It's like a classroom style training that I did on, but it's virtual. And some training guides and some, I mean, this thing is so jam-packed full, even some interviews. As we're talking about heaven, Kat Kerr, Stacey Campbell, also a bunch of other people, including me. But I do a lot of training, and my team put together some just a powerful, powerful thing. Just go to DougEdison.com/SOS. It's normally, gosh, this if we put all of it together, it would be about over $497, but we're offering it for $97, or two payments of $50. DougEdison.com/SOS. I'm feeling it right now. My goodness, the presence is here. A couple of angels just showed up. The drunken drunker. Oh, that's a good thing. It's the power and the presence to encourage you. I tell you, I'm going to look you in the eyes right now and say, it's going to be okay. You know why? Because it truly is going to be okay. And that noise that just went off, that was an alert on my computer. I usually have it turned off. I swear it was turned off. But then the Lord broke through and says, yes, he's confirming that word. It's going to be okay. Go to DougEdison.com/SOS, or become a partner, or just donate to us, DougEdison.com/partners, or give. Wahoo! Thank you, Lord. There it goes again. See you next week.